Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Hey, we're just out going for a heist. You need to come. You need to bring your friends. Which friends? All the friends. Bring them.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie. Still thinking about that balloon boy, man.
Yeah, that's wild. It is wild.
If you haven't listened to that episode, go check out the balloon boy episode we just released. It's crazy. And I remember it happening, like we kind of compared it to O.J. Simpson, just watching this whole thing play out on live TV, captivating the nation.
I really want to know other people's thoughts. Are we on a hill alone with our conclusions? You're going to have to listen to that to find out. But for today's case, I saw this on TikTok first. This happened last week, and I was just blown away at the optics of what went down.
All right, man. Well, why don't you get the ball rolling?
We're going to go out to the Bay Area, where a mob of masked armed robbers executed a very brazen, a very apparently choreographed smash and grab heist at a jewelry store in broad daylight with all the cameras on and just leaving a bunch of chaos behind them. You see like dozens of people running in here with weapons to rob this Heller jeweler store in San Ramon, California. And it just looks straight out of kind of like the Dark Knight movie. The opening scene of that robbery gave me these kind of vibes.
It sounds absolutely horrifying to be an employee at that jewelry store. So let's set the scene a little bit. So this robbery unfolded last Monday afternoon in what would have been an ordinary moment. But when dozens of thieves stormed the store security system locked them all inside. And the group responded with gunfire. They were able to break their way out. Thankfully, no one was physically harmed. But the scale, the speed, and just the sheer violence of this raid, I mean, you could imagine what this did to the poor employees or owners of this store and, I mean, law enforcement, the local people in the community.
Yeah, I can't imagine one person coming in with a weapon and trying to rob where I work. Surveillance shows, and this was released from the Associated Press, that there were at least 24 people involved in this. They had everything from pickaxes to hammers to guns, to other hand tools. You know, they were there, and it looked like what's that movie where they suspend laws for like a whole day?
The Purge.
It seemed like a purge situation. And it had to be mind-numbingly scary.
So it's crazy, man. The store had installed security doors that would lock down the store in case of a robbery. And it's a measure that was put in place after a prior raid back in 2023. So I get the need to do that because it like traps them inside and police are going to get them. But you're trapped inside with a guy that's trying to rob you. And now you're trapped inside with 24 people that want to rob you. And they all have crazy weapons. It's insane. So like I said before, one of the suspects fired a handgun at the locked door and was able to open it up so they could get out.
Yeah, I don't know about this. I feel like most places will tell their employees, just give them the money, keep yourself safe, we're insured, whatever. But it's like, yeah, just give them the money. No, we'll lock them in there with you. So they'll have nowhere else to go.
That sounds
without like, you as a hostage.
I can get how as the owner, you're like, cool, we'll catch them and our stuff won't leave. But like for the poor employee, it's worst case scenario.
Putting their lives so much more at risk than they would be otherwise. This whole thing took less than 90 seconds. In that window, they broke into the place, grabbed a bunch of merchandise, and then fled to waiting vehicles. There were 6 vehicles parked near the store. They concealed their identities and staged their escape in a very coordinated fashion. If nothing else, this was very, very well planned out.
Once the suspects were able to flee, authorities were able to launch pursuit efforts. This included ground units. This was also aerial surveillance. But for the public safety, there was a police chase that was called off just because of the high-speed chase was unsafe to others in the community. So instead, they relied on drones and helicopters to track potential suspects. There's actually a specialized drone that was funded under an organized retail theft grant that proved crucial. It captured footage of the suspects, their vehicles, and their escape route. So this video was crucial. They were able to catch seven suspects. They were aged 17 to 31. They were all from the Oakland and nearby area. So those are the ones that have been arrested so far. And like I said, one of those was a juvenile.
They recorded some of the firearms used in the robbery, some of the stolen goods, and several of the vehicles that were used in the heist. But keep in mind, there are still at least 17 other people that were there and that were involved. So there are still people out there. I assume that a lot of these guys that were caught are going to flip on their friends, or that's usually what happens. So I expect more arrests to come, and we'll update you when those happen. The store owners expressed relief and gratitude for the community support and from the response. Hiller Jewelers did announce that they're going to reopen, citing that the priority was that no customers or employees were harmed, which that happened. Nobody was physically harmed, but they also locked the gunman in there with them before they broke out. So maybe sending some mixed messages there.
Yeah, man, this is awful. I can't imagine going back to work and just being reminded of that daily. But for these criminals, I mean, this is a huge amount of people. Maybe they need to think about, you know what, let's work smaller numbers, because, you know, you and I could go in and do a bank heist. But, I mean, if we bring in others, we're going to have to worry about, are they going to snitch on us? You don't need that kind of stuff if you're rolling around doing crimes.
I don't trust that many people anyway. So, yeah, I think they definitely bit off more than they could chew, and hopefully that's going to get them all caught. But
I hope so.
I encourage everybody to go find the video. Nobody gets hurt. It's not a graphic video, but you do see these people, two dozen guys, run into this store and start pointing guns at people. So it's something to behold for sure.
Yeah, it is terrifying. So praying that it does not happen again. But unfortunately, this is kind of becoming a trend in some places where we're seeing an uptick in organized crime and this kind of smash and grab robbery with a lot of people.
Yeah, it's crazy to me that this is, with all the surveillance we have, that robberies are on the uptick in general. So make sure you lock your car doors, take care of yourselves, and look out for stuff like this. And we'd love to hear what you guys think about this. Maybe we're way off on the locked door thing, but it, I don't know. It threw me for kind of a loop to see that. And like I said, we'll let you know over on social media for sure when more arrests are made.
My TikTok thinks I'm rich, apparently, and I'm not, because it keeps showing me videos of Rolexes. But, you know, if there were like high-end jewelry in there, we're talking about thousands and thousands of dollars. Like, there are some Rolexes that cost $30,000 to $50,000.
So. Yeah, for a watch, by the way, that my phone tells me the time.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yep. This has been a crime story, and you don't need your watch, because this has been in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.